South African retailer Woolworths reported a 20.5% jump in pre-tax profit yesterday, defying feeble growth in Africa's most advanced economy. The nation's retailers are battling to boost sales as consumers rein in spending in the face of high unemployment and rising fuel and transport prices. But Woolworths is faring better than rivals thanks to the appeal of its upmarket food and clothing to high-income customers. Sales increased by 55% to 69.97 billion rand in the first 6 months of the year, though headline earnings per share, the most widely watched profit measure in South Africa, was up only 7%, diluted by stock issued to fund last year's acquisition of department store chain store David Jones. And the company also withstood fierce criticism and protest action from the BDS Woolworths campaign. We discussed this now with the head of the Wits School of Economics and Business Sciences, Professor Yanni Rousseau. Professor, thank you so much for your time once again. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Suleiman, and good morning to your listeners.
Has Woolworths done tremendously well? Can you simplify some of this fast 20.5% jump in pre-tax profit? What is pre-tax profit? This other stat that we're hearing about is 7% increase in terms of the profit share.
Indeed, Woolworths has done well in difficult market conditions. We must remember that the South African economy is really on a low growth trajectory, and within this low growth environment, the Woolworths figures must be quite satisfying and satisfactory to the board, the management, and the shareholders. But it is important to take into consideration that Woolworths, the company, has considerable investment abroad, and those profits are booked to South Africa through the foreign exchange rate, and the rand has depreciated considerably, implying that in rand terms, their foreign subsidiaries performed much better than before.
So in other words, Woolworths overall, including what it owns in Australia, David Jones and its other investments, has done very well. Are there statistics?
I must add, in rand terms.
Okay.
I've not looked at the figures in Australia, in Australian dollar terms, but the rand appreciated against the Australian dollar in the same way as it appreciated against the American dollar.
Now, are there figures that tell us about how Woolworths have done specifically in South Africa? The reason I ask is because there's this big debate as to whether the BDS campaign to boycott Woolworths has hurt Woolworths. And BDS has always been saying, similar to what you say, that look, Woolworths figures will look nice because it includes what's happening abroad. What is the story according to the figures in terms of Woolworths in South Africa?
It's difficult to say, if you look at the figures in South Africa, what element of change in those figures, for instance, a lower than expected growth in the clothing sector of Woolworths, whether that lower growth could be ascribed to a BDS campaign, to changing purchasing behavior of people, because clothing prices are currently rising more rapidly than the rate of inflation. So it might be general changes in consumer behavior, or it might be this BDS campaign. We cannot really say.
Are there any other factors that you can look at, Prof, to be able to determine whether the BDS campaign is hurting Woolworths in South Africa financially?
Remember, the BDS campaign is a voluntary campaign. It is not it's a boycott campaign, and a boycott campaign is a voluntary campaign. It's not a sanctions campaign that is a campaign with legal underpinnings and legal standing, as we saw in South Africa before 1994, before democratic elections, when the rest of the world had both sanctions and boycotts against South Africa. In the case of boycotts, as I've said, as with the BDS campaign, it's a voluntary arrangement. People can either adhere to that or not. With sanctions, people are legally obliged to adhere to such prescriptions, and that's normally introduced through legislation by one country against another country.
So does boycotting have the ability, as you just explained, it doesn't have any legal teeth, does it have the ability to harm a major company like Woolworths financially? Because there is that big debate as well, that why take on a big company like Woolworths?
Indeed, to the extent that people adhere to the boycott campaign, it can seriously harm any company and against which such a boycott is introduced. Now, my assessment in the case of Woolworths, of course, there are people that support the BDS campaign and will therefore boycott Woolworths. We don't know how many. Then, of course, there are people who do not support the campaign and will continue to buy at Woolworths. And then there's a third group of people who just they just do not care. They just simply buy. They might even not be aware of this campaign. So what we cannot assess is how big the support of the BDS campaign is. If you ask BDS, they will, of course, tell you it's big. If you ask other people, they will tell you it's small, depending on what their vested interest in the answer is.
What about brand damage? How important is that? That's been one of the points of argument from the side of BDS, that look, even if we do not harm Woolworths in Rands and cents terms, there is brand value and brand damage, and big companies take that seriously, and therefore this campaign is having an effect.
Indeed, companies are very concerned about their public image, their brands. Companies do their best to protect their brands, and to the extent that brand damage is done to Woolworths as a brand, BDS is of course right.
Going forward, do you think that it's possible for BDS to do some research, or for someone to do research on behalf of BDS and to try and isolate the profitability of Woolworths, subsequent to the call for boycotts, just in the South African context? Is that possible, or are those figures not available?
With the figures not available, it is indeed. You can do this as a scientific academic research project. You will have to do a lot of field work. It will be necessary to interview a lot of consumers in South Africa, a lot of households in South Africa. First, need to assess how many people are aware of the BDS campaign, which is one question. The second one, how many people indeed adhere to the BDS boycott, and to calculate this as a percentage of the total South African population. And then it's also necessary to remember that not all South Africans necessarily buy at Woolworths. So it will then be necessary to spin out the clientele of Woolworths, previous clientele of Woolworths, for supporting the BDS campaign as a percentage of the total clientele of Woolworths. So you will have to make a few far-reaching assumptions, and you will have to do a lot of field work, a lot of research, a lot of interviews with the general public.
Okay, Prof. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Suleiman. Enjoy your day.
Have a great day. Go well. That was Professor Yanni Rousseau. He is the head of the Wits School of Economic and Business Sciences. We were talking to him about the report, the financial report by Woolworths, where they are showing a big profit, 20.5% jump in pre-tax profit, as well as an increase of 55% in sales. And they're saying that headline earnings per share, that's the most widely watched profit measure in South Africa, that was up only 7%. Anyway, he's saying that, look, one thing you must keep in mind, Woolworths has many investments abroad in other countries, like the David Jones store chain that they acquired. Now, there what happens is the profits are made in foreign currency and then converted into rands, and with the weak rand, it's going to boost the overall figure. So it's not only profits that Woolworths have made in South Africa. It's about Woolworths and the other investments abroad as well. Because remember, you are now talking to your investors. You are talking to your shareholders when you as a company give this kind of a report. So I can understand where BDS is coming from, that you must not lose sight of the fact that if these figures are up, somebody can say, well, we were expecting Woolworths to hit a loss after the campaign by BDS, and here they're showing a 20.5% profit, which is remarkable considering how the economy has slowed down in South Africa. It's not only about what's happening in South Africa, it's about what's happening beyond our borders as well. But having said that, it doesn't mean that they didn't make a profit in South Africa. It's just that those stats are not readily available. And it's about how you interpret these things. He gave one example. He said that when it comes to clothing, The figures are down a bit. But is it because of BDS, or is it because the clothing prices are rising higher than that of inflation? You've got to look at these things in context. BDS, it's not a sanction. So it's not something that has legal teeth, with something which is legally binding. It's a voluntary thing. Nobody can force you not to buy from Woolworths. So it's difficult to ascertain how many people are actually heeding the call and how many are not. And he's saying, in order to be able to do a serious research here, you would have to do a lot of field work. You won't be able to just go by the figures. You would have to go into the field and actually ask people, are you buying? Were you buying? If you were buying, why are you no longer buying? And that will give you a better idea. But that would be very taxing. I mean, it's going to involve a lot of work if it has to be done, and also very expensive. But BDS have said from the word go that it's not only about trying to cripple Woolworths financially, because there were those people who at the onset said, but you know, why take on Woolworths? They're too big. You're not going to be able to cripple them. Even if all those who support the Palestinian cause do not buy, they may still survive. But the idea was not only to harm them financially, to see a loss, financial loss as such in rands and terms sense, but it was about brand damage. It's about putting your brand under pressure. And that, I suppose, to an extent has happened. I mean, who would have heard previously, who would have spoken previously about a Woolworths AGM? And at the last AGM, there was quite a bit of reporting, and then they were in the news. So brand damage, but then again, to what extent? Proportionately, would we say that if you look at how much effort has been put in, was the proportionate damage? That debate, I suppose, would be ongoing. 4 minutes to 8.